And whatever is beyond 3 days, this is charity upon that person. Muttafaqun alayh. What is meant by this hadith is that when a person goes to stay by somebody's house, firstly, he shouldn't go to stay more than 3 days. 3 days should be the maximum that a person should stay. He shouldn't put that person into any kind of taklif and any type of burden. So what is meant by day and night? Ulama say that the first day and the first night, the first evening, so the first day and the first evening, this person should go out of his way to honor the guest, meaning extra special food he must make because he got a guest that came in. Extra special food, extra special preparation to try and honor the guest for the first day. For day two and day three, whatever food he normally has in his house, that is the food he must present in front of the guest. He doesn't need to go the extra mile on day two and day three. And then ulama explained that if this person now, the guest still stays there, then this person, whatever now excess he spends on him, now this will be treated as charity, as sadaqah. Why the person shouldn't really be there? Now the person is being there. Now whatever you give in, given that person, Allah Pak is giving the sawab as though you are giving charity. Why? Because this person shouldn't have been there more than 3 days. You see the next part of the hadith, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمٍ and the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, لَا يَحِلُّ لِمُسْلِمٍ أَن يُقِيمَ عِنْدَ أَخِيهِ حَتَّى يُؤْثِمَهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's not permissible that a person, a Muslim, he stays by his brother to such an extent that he puts his brother into sin. He puts his brother into sin. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَكَيْفَ يُؤْثِمُ. How can one person put his brother into sin? Cause him to go into sin. قَالَ يُقِيمُ عِنْدَهُ وَلَا شَيْءَ لَهُ يُقْرِيهِ بِهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, this person now is staying by his brother. And his brother doesn't have anything now to present for him. He's staying there for so long. He doesn't have anything to present to him and to honor him. So now what he will have to do, he maybe he'll have to take a loan. Maybe he'll have to borrow something to try and honor and to try and serve this person. So you unnecessarily putting this person into debts. So you are causing him to take loans, etc. You are putting him into guna. Or the next thing that might happen is now you're going to cause him to say some bad words, some ghibah. But he might not tell you on your face, but he may tell other people that, look at this person. He got no consideration. He came to visit me and now he's staying the whole week. He's staying 2 weeks. It happens later. Sometimes people come from overseas. They go from here. They think that this man is my friend. So they put up by him for 2-3 weeks. Not realizing they're causing taklif to the system of this man's house. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you're actually putting this man into guna. Now he has to speak bad. He has to go out of his way. He has to change things and he has to feel bad and he has to harbor ill feelings towards you. You are actually causing him that sin. It is not such that automatically this is coming about. It is because of your actions. So don't stay by him for so long. See how beautiful our deen is. That even how long we should be staying at a person's place, that also is taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are two things from this hadith. One is that we should be happy to entertain people at our homes. This is part of Islam and part of our deen. This culture of a person coming, sometimes his brothers, sisters, father coming to visit the son, but he'll put up in a hotel. Why? Because that culture has now been lost, that we can stay by some close family member. We find it hard now to go and stay by some close family member, because this culture has been lost. So this is also part of an Islamic culture, where we entertain and we keep family members at our place. Obviously, keeping the laws of parda and shariat in mind. Therefore, when we design our homes also, instead of spending the extra money on the marble and the tiles and the extra things, what the person should do is he should try and design one separate area so if any guests come, it won't interfere with his daily routine. He'll be able to honor that guest and he'll be able to keep the guest also by his house and he'll also be able to continue with his home. So maybe he'll have a separate room with a separate toilet and a separate area that is attached to his home. But at the same time, there's a door that he can close, interleading door. So if his visitors come, then they can stay in that place and it doesn't really interfere with his home and such. So this is how we should be thinking as Muslims. And if somebody has to come, then we tell him that don't stay in the hotel. I've got arrangements and I got a place at my house. You come and stay with me. So now this increases muhabbat, number one. Number two, it increases family ties. The children get to know the uncles, they get to know the aunts, they get to know the family. Why? Because the family came and spent some time with them. And at the same time, we are practicing a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by hosting somebody in our house. So these sort of things create muhabbat, they create love, they create unity. So long as they are all done wooden means and done the way it shown to us by Shariat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.